Gospel according to St. Matthew, out of the 26th chapter, I'm going to pick up at verse 40 and read through verses 45. The Bible reads, "And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, said unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, said unto them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hands of sinners." Supporting scripture coming from Romans 13 and 11. The Bible reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. Don't be too sleepy to watch. Don't be too sleepy to watch. I am truly happy to be in the house of God again. I thank God for being such a loving God that again this morning, for a blessed reason, he touched us, allowed us to yet be counted amongst the living. The blood is yet running warm in our veins. And there are some of our brothers and sisters this morning that the blood is still running warm in their veins, but their bodies are going through so many other different changes that they may not even be aware that they are still yet counted amongst the living. But as long as there's a living breath in that body, the Bible declares that there is hope. So as long as we got hope and something to hold on to, it ought to give us a mind to not just give up so easily. You know, everybody, especially after you come of age, have had some ups, you had some downs, you know what trouble is, you know what it is to have pain in your body. And those of us that are sort of mid-age now, we are learning early that what the old folk used to talk about just wasn't conversation, that they were telling something that you really know, that they began to let you know that their footsteps was going to get shorter, and they began to let you know that different aches and pains are going to come. But how many of you that are in the baby boomer age that realize that you didn't have to get too old to find out that those pains come? We got just as many young folk with knee replacements and hip replacements as there are older people. So we need to check ourselves. When we began to think that it's all about us, you better know where your strength comes from. You better know that the word of God, it did not lie when it said that you were bought with a price. And every one of us in here, we owe God something. I thank God for that song William sings sometimes, "We Owe God a Praise." Because if you can't give him nothing else, you ought to be able to at least praise the Lord. I found out that I don't care how much money you got, you can't buy your way into glory. I don't care how many tithes and offerings you pay, you're not going to pay your way inside the gate. You got to work your way inside the gate. You got to believe your way inside the gate, for by faith are ye saved. Not by any merits of your own, not because of that good list that you got. Look at all these things that I don't do no more. Ain't I'm special? But let me let you know something, that those things that you don't do anymore don't make you any better than those folk that might be still doing those things, because some of those things might not be quite as bad as some of the other habits you done got. Because we have a tendency that when we get a little holy and sanctified, we get judgmental and we get to start on the big head and we get high up on the pedestal. And then we start looking down on folk like we done forgot where we come from. Anybody in here remember that there was a time when you were laid down there and somebody had to pray for you? Anybody remember those times when the midnight hour came and you said, well, it's time to get up and go and do a party? Anybody remember the time when you gave the devil and the world all of your time? Most of us in here that knew anything about having a party, we realized that the party don't start until it get late. Anybody in here remember any of that stuff? Everybody else getting ready to go to bed and you just not putting your clothes on, getting ready to step out. Then when everybody else getting up to fix their breakfast, you just stepping inside the door to sit down. Is there not something wrong with that picture? But is anybody in here glad that while you were out there digging the dig and doing your thing, God still watched over you, made a way for you, blessed you and kept you while you were in your mess, gave you an opportunity to come out of your mess, and then you don't act like you can't serve God? Something is wrong in here. God has been too good. And I don't have to look out about what he's done for nobody else. He's been so good to me that I just have to can't help it sometimes. I can't help but have a good time in the spirit of the Lord because I know where the Lord brought me from. Now I also know that I'm not overcome. I hadn't overcome yet. Uh-huh. See, a lot of us like to make folk think that when you see Jesus in me, that I'm just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But I'm just John Willie Cain. Working for Jesus. Some of the smart aleck call me a preacher. But there's other folk that might call you anything but a child of God. But how many of you know it don't matter what they say, it's what he said? How many of you know that your name is whatever God gave you, and whatever God gave you, everything is going to be all right? Hallelujah, Jesus. So many times we find ourselves just going through the motions. But we ought to come to God's house not going through the motion, but we ought to come looking for a blessing. We ought to come trying to be a blessing. And we ought to come trying to help somebody else along the way. Anybody in here know that you didn't get where you are by yourself? There was somebody down in the corners praying for you. There was somebody hidden in the woodwork when you didn't know that nobody cared about you. Somebody was still talking to the Lord on your behalf. And then that enemy that thought that he had you and told you everything but a child of God, he got excited because he thought you were lost. But God had another plan for you. God put somebody in your life that had enough Jesus that you realize, I want some of what she got. I want some of that thing that I know everything gonna be all right. I want something that I know that if I call on the name of God, that he'll be right there to my rescue. So why can't we praise God? We all got a lot of faith talk, but how many of us really walk by faith, knowing that Jesus has the last say, knowing that there is nothing too hard for the Lord? But man would try to make you believe that there's some things that are not going to happen in your life. Now, I'm aware that everything that comes through my mind is not going to work out just like it went through your head. But how many of you know that if it's in God's will, God has a way of bringing it back around? You see, sometimes you don't know how to work it out, but God already knows. And so God is in the process of working some things out in somebody's life in here this morning. God wants us to know this morning that we need to be able to be depended upon. So many of us, we call ourselves the children of God, but we act like we belong to somebody else. Every time you turn around, instead of giving God praise, we're complaining. Anybody in here know anybody that every time you see them, it's always something wrong? Hey, you got any part on your body that don't hurt? Every now and again, you ought to have a good part somewhere. Even if it's just your big toe. Look at your big toe and say, I thank you, that big toe don't hurt today. Because somebody's hurting all over. And then some of us just like to talk about it. Some of us like to have a little pity. Some of us like to have somebody to feel sorry for us. Somebody use our pains and our sufferings as an excuse to be lazy. Am I talking to anybody in here? They say you love God, but you're too lazy to work for him. The Bible declared that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I'll go on another way. Because there are times when you got to understand that everything can't be done at one time. And then you got to understand, I don't care how much power, how much intellect, how much money or resources you got, you cannot do everything. You need somebody. You know, some of us think that, oh, I'm self-sufficient. I take care of myself. I worked hard and I saved my money and I don't need nobody. But let me tell you something. If time get a hold of you and arthritis get a hold of you and you can't even get your hand in your pocketbook, then somebody going to have to open that purse for you. Somebody going to have to get down in your pocket and slide that wallet out and give you them few dollars out of there and let you know that it's going to be all right. But how about that man or that woman that I don't need nobody, I don't want nobody. So then now when you need somebody, you all over here all by yourself. Don't nobody want to be bothered with you. So you just find you a little corner and sit there. And then the longer you sit there, you begin to wonder, why are they always talking about me? Why don't nobody come and help me? Why don't nobody help me get up off of this stool or do nothing? But you got to have sense enough to get your legs behind up on your own. This is not an entertainment station. I don't know how the Lord gave me this message. I'm so pumped up, you're not going to sleep, because if you sleep, I'm coming to you. Charles called me a sneaky preacher because I already done made my rounds around the church. Every time I go out, I'm not going to the restroom. I'm going to check out something. There's some spots up in there I can't see from here. But I know how to go around, go through the basement, come up the steps and look and see what I want to see. The Lord say, watch and pray. That means keep your eyes open. That means that sometimes when you pray, you can't pray with your eyes closed because the enemy might be somewhere in the midst of you and they might just get you while you got your eyes closed. So how many of you know that God can see and hear your prayer with your eyes wide open? And it don't make it no more sincere with your eyes closed or bent down on bending knees than it did if you laid on your back with your eyes wide open and everybody's in the room listening. You can still call on the name of Jesus. I don't need nobody to help me call Jesus. Is anybody in here just calling because you want to call him? I don't know about you, but the God I serve, he's just not here in this building. He's in here. He's everywhere I go. We talk about the church. What kind of church you go to? I go to a church where we serve God in spirit and in truth. I go to a church where I give him my all in all. Now, when you talk about your church, we're not talking about Files Chapel. I'm talking about the churches in here. I'm going to give God my all in all. There are some times that I even didn't feel worthy to do it, but God blessed me and said, don't you tell me what you can't do. Just open up your mouth and do what I tell you to do. I'm the one that loved you so much that the man of God said that allowed my son to die. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's true. Something about the Lord. Children of God, we got to understand exactly what we're talking about when we talk about having faith. Now, the Bible said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, we realize that the righteous live knowing that whatever God has promised, God is even able to do. Things seen and unseen, God is able to do. He will do some things in our lives, but there are some things that God reveals to us through and by his Spirit. So there are some things that are not going to be written down in black and white. There are some things that nobody's going to whisper in your ear. But there's something that God is going to just do it through the Spirit of God. And it's going to go through the depths of your heart. Because you got to be receptive to the Spirit of God. When the Bible says quench not the spirit, what it's saying is don't fight off or ward off your help, because the spirit is your help. The spirit is your comforter. So when anything is going on, God's spirit can comfort you. There is no sorrow that is so deep or so hard or heavy that God cannot lift you up. There's no pain that God is not able to move, because he is able to remove all pain from our bodies. We are blessed by an ever-present God, and all we have to do is just ask the Lord, and all God asks us is to love one another. There's a song that says he just keeps on doing great things for me. But the question is this morning, what are we doing for the Lord? He keeps doing things for us, but David asked the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? In other words, what are you going to give back to God when you think about all that the Lord God has done? The apostle said that silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I will give unto you. I'll offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So now we ought to be obligated, if we are believers, to give back to God. We can maybe not be able to do great things, but we ought to be able to do small things in a great way, because we serve a mighty God. Stop denying yourself the pleasures of living life to the fullest because of naysayers. It just because the Jones don't have it, that don't mean the Bobos can't have it. You got to understand that what's for you is for you. And you got to reach out and grab what's yours while you have a chance. Now, a lot of us miss out on our blessings because we're sleeping our lives away. Too many times, instead of getting up and being about our Father's business, we are doing what we want to do. Too many times we always be saying that if the Lord do this, I'll do that. But we need to start doing something for the Lord our God. We need to start letting the Lord know whose side that we are on. We need to let him know that we love him with all of our hearts. We know that in the Bible, Paul's writing tells us that Christian life and Christian service should be given by the Lord our God. And then when we look here in the Word of God, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And then if you present them, let it be holy and acceptable unto God. Now, he said, this is your reasonable service. But then be not conformed to this world. But you got to have a change of mind. You got to look at things in a different manner. You can't go through life always thinking that it's got to be your way. You got to understand that sometimes your way may not be the best way. You got to know that there comes a time in your life when you got to trust the power of a mighty God. You got to know that God will be right there by your side. So now the Bible says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. You see, Paul had hoped that Christ would return in his lifetime, but Christ still has not returned. We are still reading the same word. And the same word is implying to us that we need to get our houses in order. It is implying to us that we need to be ever so ready, because time is going to come. And that time is going to come where we need to get off of the stool of do nothing and be ready to work for the Lord our God. Now, how many of you know that the Bible declares there that we need to awake out of sleep? Some of us have learned how to even sleep with our eyes open. Well, you know how it is that you get your eyes open, but your mind done went blank. You done went dumb. You done went to a place where all you know is there's a sound about in the atmosphere, but nothing is going in. You're not comprehending anything. You're not getting anything. All you hear is some noise. But you better learn how to decipher that noise and let that noise penetrate in the depths of your heart, and not only be a hearer of God's word, but be a doer of God's word. In order to be a doer of God's word, you got to hear what thus said the Lord. And once you hear it, you got to have an understanding. Well, the Bible said, of all of your getting, get an understanding. Know that it's time for you to wake up out of your sleep, because Jesus is nearer than you think. There are those of us that say he's coming, and you got to be ready. But then you know the word of God tells us you don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear. But we do know that he is going to come. So now, don't be too sleepy to be watching. The Bible said, be ye also ready. Watch and pray. So now, do we ever pray other than when we want something? See, there are times that we do pray. But what about those times when things are going right? What about those times when you're not behind on your bills and everything is just sort of just where it needs to be? A lot of times we will find ourselves not praying. That's just like walking around like a zombie, just sleep as you can be. Now, let us look at sleep. Sleep means a state of partial or full unconsciousness in which voluntary functions are suspended as the body rests. Sleep. Many of us, I know myself included, I love to eat and sleep. But now there are some folk that have a problem sleeping. Some folk can't sleep well at night. There are some folk that have to take medication to get knocked out enough to get a full night's sleep. There are some folk that the more that they try to sleep, they just slumber and slumber and weary themselves all night long. Sleep is good for the body. But there is a time to sleep, and there's a time that you ought to stay awake. Now, I gave you the definition of sleep, but now what about when you get sleepy? Now, when you sleep, you either napping partially out or you're knocked all the way out. Some of us say we got light sleepers. They can hear everything while they slumber and they sleep. Then they got some of us that be dead on the doorknob. You can about tear the house down and you still sound asleep. But have you ever been in a position where you just sleepy? You try to fight it off. Oh, I see you sometime. When you're sleepy, you feel drowsy and you just want to go to sleep. Ain't nothing like when you get good and sleepy. Just, if I could just close my eyes for 2 minutes. Anybody ever said that? You close your eyes and next thing you know, 1 hour, 2 hours done passed by. Because you were so sleepy, you didn't realize how tired your body really was. When you're sleepy, you get quiet and you're without much activity. You're quiet and not lively or exciting. When you're sleepy, you're kind of boring. Sleepy folk. One thing I found out is that one thing about sleep, you got to have at some point in your life. You're going to have to lay down or sit down somewhere and go to sleep. Now, there are times when you're sleeping that you have all kinds of things going on in your mind. We call it dreaming. So now when you're dreaming, you're not really soundly sleeping. So there's too much activity still going on in your mind. But how many of you know that you like those days where you can just sort of steal away and have a restful night? Sleep at least 3, 4, 5 hours before you wake up. And it seems like that your body has been refreshed or renewed. But now, there comes a time that when you ignore sleep or when you just can't find sleep, that your body began to tell you that you can't go on much longer. Anybody ever found or heard somebody say that what happened was your body just shut down? You were so tired that you didn't realize that you just couldn't make it any longer. So one thing about human nature is that we are going to get a little sleepy. But when you get sleepy, don't worry about it. It's part of what you're made of. In order for you to get the rest that you need, you got to go to sleep sometime. But there are times when you ought not be sleeping. You ought not be sleeping when you're on your job. You ought not be sleeping when you're in the house of God. You ought not be sleeping when you're trying to cook a meal. Anybody ever put something on the stove, dozed off for a few minutes, and woke up with the house all smoky? Then the next thing you say, that the next time, I'm not going to cook while I'm sleeping. But there are some folks that almost burn the house down. But what about when you do it on your own accord? You don't be quite as mad. But what about when somebody else is sleeping on the job, not doing what they're supposed to do? You find yourself getting mad and you get angry because things are beginning to happen, and it would not happen if you had not been asleep. There are some folk that like to use the excuse that I got up just a little bit too late. Anybody ever heard somebody say, I overslept? Anybody in here ever had to tell somebody, I overslept? And when you oversleep, there's something goes on in your mind. When you get up, you're just all messed up. You can't get your bearings together, and you find yourself in a rush. You're trying to grab this, that, or the other, but nothing seems to come together. But I want to let you know that God wants you to know that when it comes time for doing something for Him, you better be alert and be about your Father's business. Don't you know there comes a time when everybody get a little heavy? Everybody get a time in their life when their burdens began to weigh heavy on them. They began to wonder, Lord, how long before you come? But I just stopped by to tell somebody that when the Lord God needs somebody, will you be the one that will stand in the midst? Will you be the one that God can depend on? Will you be the one that have gotten your rest, that God can depend on you to stay up if you have to stay up all night long? I remember they used to have a thing called all night prayer meeting, and I used to wonder, are they going to stay up to the morning hours? There was a time when they didn't mind singing to God all night long, but now we don't mind just singing for an hour and a half, and then we got to go home. But we got to get and learn how to give God some time. Look here at the Bible where Jesus said, I'm going through one of the worst times in my life. For here in the Garden of Gethsemane, we find that the Lord God was going through some anguish. He began to think about, look what is going to happen to me. But he began to talk to the disciples. Sit ye here while I go and pray. And the Bible says he took up Peter, James, and John. And they began to realize that the Lord God is really heavy. You ever seen anybody when they got a lot on their mind? When it seems like their heart is troubled? When it seems like they got so much going on, they just don't know what to do? Anybody ever been in that position? And you realize, I need to steal away. I need to go and talk to my God. I got to get in my secret closet. And I got to start talking to the Lord my God. So when we look here at the Word of God, we see Jesus himself in agony in Gethsemane, walking down through the garden. But he told the men of God, he said, you just sit right here while I go over yonder and pray. So now when he went over there to pray, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. So now this is what Jesus asked the disciples to do. While I go pray, you sit right here and you keep watch. Anybody know how it is to keep watch in the midnight hour? Well, the Bible said that he went a little bit further, fell down on his face, and he began to pray, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. So in other words, Lord, whatever you want to do, you got to do whatever you got to do. And I'm not going to worry your patience. I'm not going to ask you not to do it, because I know that I got to do what I came to do. I came to die for the sins of the world. So Lord, I got to do what I got to do. So he came to the disciples, and then he found them asleep again. And he said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Is there anybody in here that God can depend on? Look at these disciples that have seen the Lord do all kind of miraculous things, and they could not watch with the Lord for 1 hour. If God can't depend on you to stay alert for 1 hour, what good are you if you can't do anything for the Lord? If you can't hold on to God's unchanging hand, then there must be something wrong somewhere. The Bible says you gotta watch and you gotta pray, for temptation will come. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Anybody know know that your flesh is weak? Anybody know that you can't do everything all by yourself? But somebody need the power of a mighty God. Somebody need God to come down and to do what nobody else can do. I'm glad that the Lord God looked at these men and he realized that I just need to go on back. And I had to go back and pray one more time. For the next time I came there, you are asleep again. But I'm going back and I'm going to ask the Father, is this cup going to pass for me? But since it's not going to pass, I got to go on back to my disciples. And the Bible said, he said unto them, sleep on now. Though in other words, ain't no nothing you can do for me now. It's too late to get up. Just sleep on and take your rest. Anybody in here been sitting down too long? The Lord God is going to tell you, you've been sleeping too long. It's time for you to get up and be about your Father's business. But a whole lot of us are too weary. Got too much going on in our life. And we find out that we're hung down and hung over. But you better let go and let God have his way. I want to let you know this morning that God wants somebody that'll say, here I am. Rise up and let go. For the Lord God said, they're already here. They don't come to betray me. They don't come to get me now. So there's nothing else that you can do. But when I needed you the most and I wanted you to sit there and watch, you begin to fall over with your sleep itself. But you better wake up. It's time for you to wake up at that sleep. Those of us that have been sleeping too long, somebody ought to shake you. Somebody ought to wake you. Somebody ought to let you know that it's time for you to get up. I believe this morning that there comes a time in your life that you ought to realize that it's not going to be night always. For the Bible declares, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. I believe that everybody in the house ought to trust the power of God. You know he made night and he made day. And in the nighttime, we're supposed to sleep. We're supposed to get our rest. Now, I know some things are changing. Some folk work at night. And I'm not talking about those that are working, but I'm talking about those that are slumbering and sleeping. Those that sit up all night long doing nothing but watching the television. Sit up all night long on Facebook and texting somebody. All of you ought to be asleep. But somewhere over in the wee mornings of the hour, all these computers are just beeping and running because somebody's up in the midnight hour. Somebody better go to sleep so they can get up and be about their Father's business. Somebody better go to sleep and know that the Lord God is watching everything that you do. Somebody better go to sleep and know that when you get sleepy, God will open up your blinded eye. Anybody know the Lord will make a way out of no way? Anybody know God? It's right there by your side. Anybody tired of sleeping? Every time you lay in the bed too long, your back starts to hurt. Your legs start to hurt. All you got to do is get up and walk around for a little while. But I thank God I learned how to technique, how to get my rest. I sleep for 2 or 3 hours, get up and walk around and eat a little bit. Sleep 2 or 3 hours, get up and walk around a little bit. Sleep 2 or 3 hours, go out and see somebody. Go and take care of a little business. Come back and sleep a couple more hours. See, this Sister Daisy. So you don't never look tired because I sleep in between. I found out that you can't run around the clock. I don't care what kind of vitamin you take. Them vitamins not going to keep you going. You might be on an ever-ready battery, but you're not going to go. You better lay down somewhere. Be recharged, be plugged back in, and get what you need so you can be about your Father's business. Don't be sleeping on your watch. These men of God were caught by the boss sleeping on the job. And all Jesus said, but could I not trust you to watch for me? He said, Jesus said, for watching for me for 1 hour. Out of all that the Lord God has done for you, can he depend on you to watch at least for an hour? Before you get so sleepy, you fall over. But these men, weary. The Lord God was doing everything, but here they are weary. Could you imagine how disappointed Jesus had to be. Of all the love I've shown you, and out of all that I've done for you, think about it when somebody that you did just that much sacrificing for. And all I needed you to do is just give me a little bit of your time. All I need is you just sit with me for an hour. Watch while I pray. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to go do the praying. I just need you to watch because I'm the Lord. And I know the enemy is on the way. So you be on the lookout. Alert me when the enemy get close. But you can't see with your eyes closed.